USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
Judge Brett Kavanaugh from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals is President Trump's pick to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court to fill Justice Kennedy's seat now that he's retiring.
Justice Kennedy devoted his career to securing liberty. I am deeply honored to be nominated to fill his seat on the Supreme Court.
Kavanaugh, who went to Yale undergrad and Yale law, is 53 years old, married with two daughters.
No president has ever consulted more widely or talked with more people from more backgrounds to seek input about a Supreme Court nomination.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
The country of Turkey firing more than 18,000 state employees because of alleged ties to terrorist organizations. More now from USA's Wendy King.
A list of individuals, including nearly 9,000 police officers, more than 6,000 military personnel, and about 1,000 employees from the Justice Ministry, was published in Turkey's official gazette, stating they were dismissed for their alleged links to organizations which act against national security. But no organizations were named in the emergency decree. But government authorities have targeted sympathizers of the Kurdistan Workers' Party. Turkey has fired more than 125,000 people since the failed coup, while also introducing emergency rule and placing restrictions on the media. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And turning to your money now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures up 63 points, the NASDAQ futures up 13, and the S&P 500 up 3. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Trump-hating FBI agent Peter Strzok will testify before a congressional committee this week. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story from Washington.
Strzok's lawyer saying that the agent will appear before the House Judiciary Committee on Thursday. He gave 11 hours of closed-door testimony to Congress last week. Strzok working on investigations into Hillary Clinton's emails and Russian meddling in the 2016 election and indicating in text to a co-worker that he had an anti-Trump bias. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To the weather now, Tropical Storm Chris now churning in the Atlantic. More now from USA's Wendy King.
Located 160 miles south of Cape Hatteras in North Carolina, Chris is packing 45-mile-per-hour winds and could strengthen into a hurricane soon. Chris is expected to remain well offshore, but could cause rough surf and rip currents along parts of the East Coast. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Gas prices up a penny over the last week. USA Radio's John Clemens with details.
The biggest increases occurred in Delaware, where the price shot up 9 cents. Motors in Alabama, South Carolina, and in Mississippi enjoy the lowest prices at $2.53 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy tells us about last year.
The national average 1 year ago, $2.27 a gallon. That sounds like a terrific bargain. Americans shelling out about $1 billion every 4 days more than what they spent a year ago.
And I'm Robin Walensky. You're listening to